Partners.
Hi, is Giovanni available by chance?
Giovanni is not here. Mass is calling.
This is Nadine Medina. He had actually emailed me and he requested if I could call him before one, but I just came into work because I had a family emergency, so I didn't know. I tried a cell phone, but you know what? The cell phone is like completely, his cell phone's completely, full. Like you can't leave a message.
Yeah, I talked to him earlier and he said he was expecting your call, his cell phone. And right now I know he's doing a personal thing with his mom.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. You know what? I sent him an email, but I will text him too. No, I didn't. You know what happened was he emailed me, right? But my mother-in-law, they had to take her by ambulance this morning. So I've been at the hospital. I just literally got back in to work. So I saw his email, but he wanted me to call him before one. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's already after two. Let me try to call him. And I think he even tried calling in to speak with me. And they told them that I would try to call before two, but I did respond to his email. I'm going to send him a quick text. Hopefully he'll get the text message and then he can respond when he gets a moment. But if you could let him know that I called, I would really appreciate that.
Well, I do know that we were trying to set up the Google Ads.
Yes. Yeah. Cause are you his partner?
Yes, I'm Michael.
Oh, okay, Michael, how are you? You know, I think we've been trying to touch base, right? Because he mentioned that there was some questions that you had. I don't know if you even got an opportunity to look at the email that I had sent him.
Well, I don't think I'm on the email chain that you guys are on.
Okay. When should I follow back up then? Should I just send him a quick text to let him know, hey, I tried calling. I know you're busy, or what do you suggest?
We could do the call myself, and I don't know if you want to.
Did you want me to forward to you what I had said? Did he talk to you anything about pricing or anything like that?
He didn't mention pricing. He just said that you guys have talked in the past, and then But I told him the thing is this. I'm gonna tell you. Long story short.
Yeah. Okay.
I myself. I'm more of an action taker than Giovanni. So I went ahead.
Okay.
I'm the one who set up the Google, like a Google profile. And then I set up the, actually this week I did the, Google, local ads.
Right.
And I started the process of verification and I told him, hey, I brought it up to him and then he told me he mentioned you. So I told him, well, call her and tell her that, you know, that we're doing the Google ads and we need to do it myself. And it is really complicated. It's a little complicated.
It is. It is. So let me tell you, I'm going to forward you this email que le mandé that I sent to him, right? I apologize. I didn't mean to speak in Spanish. I speak Spanish all day long. Let me send you this. So he and I, when we talked, right, we talked about several different options. So our company, Local Splash, we do management of Google business profiles, Google ads, Google guaranteed, which is the local service ads, right, which is what I was presenting to him. And I'm glad that you're mentioning to me that you just started that process. we also do, you know, whether, like, sometimes people don't have websites. We do Facebook advertising. There is a number of services that we offer, right? My suggestion for you is this, because you're getting yourself through that verification process, right? You've started that whole process, correct?
I did. Actually, they're still doing the background check, and I went ahead, just to let you know, I went ahead and I did an ad, but the ad came back all, what's it called, violations.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's okay. You're like, it came back all violations. Okay, stand by. Let me send you this real quick. Let me go here because I'm going to forward you. I've been trying to get in touch with Giovanni forever. You probably answer the phone a lot, I think, when I call. And he always tells me, call my cell phone, call me at this time. And then we just never touch. I try to reach him. He's not available. I know he gets really busy too. And then al último, he was like, you know what? I need you to talk with my partner because he's got some questions. And I said, absolutely, you know? And then that's where it landed, right? It just stood there. So let me send you this. I know you guys focus more right now on roofing. Am I correct?
Well, I've been doing general construction since it's been a while already. But right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, turn around leads quicker and get more funding faster.
Yeah.
So one of the options, what I saw is a quick money. In a week you can turn around a job. And I've been doing general construction for a while. So general construction, I don't really do small projects. I do mostly large projects.
And right.
The smallest project will take 6 months. And
then okay.
I can go into like 2 year project. So
yeah.
You don't really see profit margins really quick. So in the roofing, I noticed the profit margins are higher and
faster turnaround.
And faster turnaround. So I told him, hey, you know what? Why don't we just focus on roofing real
fast? Right.
In order for us to, you know, just get the ball rolling and then while we, you know, land longer term projects, and you know, we'll be safe at least with some capital coming in.
Right. Okay. So I did email it to you. Let me tell you where I emailed it to. I emailed it to Giovanni@OrantesBuildersInc.com, Michael@OrantesBuildersInc.com, and then office@OrantesBuildersInc.com. It's Nadine and Medina at localsplash.com. And it would say ultimate package with Yelp ads included.
Yeah, because I get a lot of emails from projects.
I bet. I'm not surprised. I'll tell you what date it was sent. It was sent back on June 9th. Excuse me.
Okay. I got it right here. Hey,
okay. So originally, he and I, when we talked, right, we talked about, and if you look at the breakdown, it was going to include the Google local listing, which is the maintenance of your Google business profile page, posting on it. This would also include Google Ads campaign. The first 6 months that you do run Google Ads, we're also putting in an additional $100. Okay. With the Yelp ads, pardon me. Google Ads was included. The first month that you run Google Ads with us, we give you $100 complimentary as well in the first month. It did include Facebook advertising. The Google Guaranteed application, we charge a $250 application fee, right? So the initial investment at that time would have been $1,398, okay, to get everything started. Monthly ongoing costs would be the $249, right, for the local map programming and maintenance, the Google Ads $300, Facebook Ads $100, okay? And that is at $649 a month, right? When you look at the additional costs, once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, our minimum monthly budget is $1,300, and that gives you up to 13 leads in the – that's for the general contractor. The GC is $1,300, the minimum monthly budget. The roofer is $768, okay? Because at that time when I talked with him, I said, I think it's very wise that you guys get approved for both, okay, because they're two different verticals. Cost per lead for the general contractor is $100, okay? Depending on if you do max bidding, that's where the plus is at, where it could be you could choose to pay double or triple the cost of the lead. With the roofer, it's $59 per lead, okay? If you've already started the process, you know, I would suggest getting through that process, right? Get approved because you've already started it. We can't start you a new one. It would be us basically taking over. And I recommend, since you're already starting it, get yourself finished through it, right? One thing I'm going to tell you, and I'll give you some hints. Number one, you want to make sure that the information that you're putting, uploading the license, the insurance, that all of that matches with the business name that you are putting on the application. Okay? That can hold it up. You want to make sure that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. I saw that you have 2. So I recommend that you have at least 5. Because that's usually what they're going to request. The license, let me see, what's the license that you uploaded, Michael? Do you remember?
Yes, my, I can tell you, I'm in front of my computer right now, so.
Okay.
I the billing information done, proof of insurance passed, business profile verified.
Beautiful.
Billing and budget done.
Uh-huh.
Your business license passed.
Okay.
Business license passed.
Beautiful. Okay.
Background check is the only one that.
Yeah. So here, Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. I would say be on the lookout. It's not going to be Google sending you an email. It's going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID. It's one of those two companies that's going to do your background check. They're either going to text you or they're going to email you. You want to make sure that you're responding to the background check. Did you do the application in your name or in Giovanni's?
No, my name.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, then you should get the notification. So that's what you want to be on the lookout for. Because once you do the background check, one is going to ask you to either upload your front and back a copy of your driver's license or your identification or your passport, right? Your U.S. passport. Because what they're doing is they're just verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. The other one, okay, is going to ask you to, like, put in your birth date, your social, right? Because they're just verifying it's you. So you always want to be checking your spam mail, too, just in case if it goes there. How long ago were you notified that the background check was the only thing left? Excuse me.
I got an email. Let me go to my other email. I got an email from a person on the 16th. Yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday.
Saying that I needed to finish up billing and budgeting. But
okay.
They don't have a phone number here. It's just the person is Elia Raymond.
From Google?
From Google, yeah.
You're not going to have a live person to talk to, unfortunately. Okay.
I'm not sure if these violations, policy violation things are going to hold up the
it might, with the Google ads that you were trying to run?
No, the verification process. I don't know if that's going to hold it up.
You have an Orantes Builders, Inc. You have a GBP. Were you trying to create a new one?
What do you mean?
So you're saying, where are the violations coming from? Where are you seeing that?
They said that my violations are from the pictures, but those are my pictures, you know, those are work that I've done, so I'm not sure what they
thought. So you're talking about the Google business profile, the one that has your reviews, your photos, your address, your phone number, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm right here on the
Google ads.
The Google ads.
On the campañas. Okay. Okay. So you were trying to run ads, so whatever picture you were posting, probably they felt it wasn't legitimately your picture for the business. So that's probably why. That could possibly, I'm going to tell you, it could hold it up. It could not. I see that your Google business profile is fine. The Google ads, so Google guaranteed the local service ads is completely separate from Google ads and the Google business profile. Completely separate. Okay. So, being that you already started the process with the Google guarantee, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to touch it. I want you to finish getting through that process. Now, I will tell you this. We could always take over it if you feel at a time like, you know what, I don't want to manage it no more. Can you guys take over? We can do that. Okay. There would be a $250 management fee for us to take it over. And then we charge a 25% management fee on every lead that you get, right? So, you know, of course, if you're already running other products with us, like through our other programs that we offer, I mean, I could see what we can do to help you, but I would suggest right now, since you've already started that, you might as well finish going through it, right? We could assist you with Google Ads, management of your Google local listing, Facebook advertising. We could even assist you with the Yelp ads. Are you familiar with Yelp ads and how those work?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. Let me tell you about Yelp ads, okay? And I want to ask you this because I ask everybody this. How quick do you respond to your messages? Okay.
Text messages,
app messages, and I'm asking this because look at, with Yelp, majority of it is going to be a message that you're going to receive. Okay. So basically on a Yelp page, you can customize the questions that you want the potential prospect to answer. Okay. So that you know whether to schedule the appointment or give them an estimate, right? Typically, when someone is messaging you from Yelp, a prospect, they are also messaging two or three other businesses because they're on the hunt. They're looking for someone. So your response time is going to affect the appearance of your Yelp ads, okay? We always recommend that you respond within 10 to 15 minutes because if you don't, you're losing opportunities, okay? You can customize it to the questions that you want them to answer, right? Your Yelp ad would also appear on your competitors' pages, okay? Yelp ads are going to have a cost per click and they're going to have a cost per lead, right? Even if that's something you don't do now, but if you're ever interested in the Yelp ads, we can definitely assist you with that. Okay, we can get it for you discounted, right? If you start doing Yelp ads on your own, then you wouldn't even qualify for our promos. You would have to be not running them for 6 months, okay? Are you more interested right now, like in the Google and Facebook ads? Is that more where you're like kind of interested in?
The thing is that with Google, I don't know. I just...
Okay.
All over the place. The Facebook, I'm going to tell you something. Maybe you could enlighten me. Facebook,
okay.
I don't really have a lot of PayPal for Facebook. Probably because I don't use Facebook a lot.
Okay.
But what is your experience?
So let me tell you how Facebook ads works, okay? When someone does a search on Google for your service, even if they didn't call you, right? But now they happen to be on Facebook. Okay, now they're looking at pictures. They're looking at stories. Well, all of a sudden, what they're going to see is your ad appear. We call it retargeting. That ad, you could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It's a click-to-call ad, so they're calling you directly. Or when they click on it, it sends them directly to your contact page on your website, right? I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. To be very honest with you, with the Facebook ads. It's like when I was looking for the number to my husband's dialysis center, I couldn't remember the number by heart. And I mean, I talked to these people at least two or three times a week. So I went on Google and typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me in Anaheim, right? Well, now, 2 days later, I'm on my Facebook page and all of a sudden I'm seeing these Facebook ads for Fresenius Kidney Care. Now it's because they targeted me as having an interest in their kidney care center. Right? Because I was looking it up on Google. And that's how those will work. Okay? So it's a really great tool. Okay? It's something I would also suggest as well. But, I mean, $100, I'm gonna be super straightforward with you. That is a minimum. I would encourage you maybe even allocating $200. You're not paying per click because with the package that we offer you, it's going to be a flat rate. Okay. Let me look at something here. I know he talked about you guys having a budget as well, right? I think at one time you guys were using Angie's Leads. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think he said you guys were spending quite a few couple of $1,000s with them.
Yes, I called them because I wasn't really happy with them because I'm doing them. You know, Giovanni just helps me calls, you know, he calls like, you know, people
yeah.
like like in your case, like people, you know, like you. But at the end of the day, I'm the one that's doing the investment for the
company. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'm basically putting the company's card, and I have
okay.
to figure out generate some income to be able to pay this credit. That
yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
He'll call me. He's like, hey, you know what? You know, there's a service. So, like, I called Angie, and I told him, hey, you know, I don't like your service. Your service is not great. You know, I don't like your leads at all. Basically, your leads are crap, you know, 99%
yeah.
of because somebody, you know, one of the reps, I'm like, oh, yeah, 3 out of the 10 is not going to be good. I'm like, no, 9 out of 10 are not good.
Right.
So you can't tell me something because I'm the one calling. I'm the one, you know, we're following up, and the people don't answer the phone. So I actually called them, and I cut it in half because, you know, they're very clever on tying you down with their contract.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, not necessarily that you can leave, that you can, you want to leave, and you could leave, but you have to pay their cancellation fee because of their contract, how they set it up.
Yeah, I noticed that. Let me tell you, once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, you're going to love that program. It's one of Google's better products, hands down. I love that program.
I want to, because the thing is that I could, you know, I could continue this process, but I don't know if this is an affected or not, because I want to get the guaranteed process through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They say right here, violations, you know, do you know these violations? Because it's, I'm looking at them right now. This is circumventing system. It says the Google Ad system aren't allowed, including manipulation, spelling, prohibited words, trademark terms, and ad content. It says malicious software. I'm not sure where is the malicious software.
And yeah.
Then it says compromised website. A compromised website may have code that has been manipulated to benefit a third party. So I'm not sure what they're...
Let me see. Let me do this, Michael. Let me do this first. While I'm on the phone with you, I'm going to reach out to my team and ask them a question.
Oh, well, I could continue this process. This is verification, but I want to make sure that this violation will not... Are you falling into a cough or getting out of the cough?
No, you know what? It's been happening all week. I feel like it's my asthma. And I've been having to take my inhaler, and I haven't used it today. And I keep getting like that little cough. And I'm like, man, it's like when I breathe and I have to drink water. And I'm just like, oh, my God, masked up when I was at the hospital. And because I ain't trying to get sick either, you know. Let me see. Let me ask Ivan. Let me ask Bonnie. Javier Kinman, see who answers. Okay, this is that started Gigi on his own and Google Ads, but is getting a notification of a violation on the Google Ads. Can this affect his GG getting approved? If someone responds.
You probably think that, like on the pictures, on the images part, I don't know, they think that pictures are too good for
Okay, they're telling me, this is what they're telling me. It shouldn't, unless if you're a locksmith or a garage door. That's what they're telling me. So that Google ad that's giving you the violation or whatever, that should not interfere with your Google guaranteed unless if you are a locksmith or a garage door business.
I just probably should stop that ad, right?
Stop the Google ad. Stop the Google ad. Don't do the Google ad. We could run Google ads for you, Giovanni. What were you trying to even allocate to the Google ads, if you don't mind me asking?
What do you mean?
Like, how much money were you adding to your Google ads?
Oh.
Or did you even get that far?
I put I think $300.
$300, yeah. Yeah, that would be typically what I would put, as you see there. So if you wanted to go, well, let me ask you this. How aggressive do you want to be with your marketing? Like, what goal have you set that you're really trying to reach right now?
Let me tell you. My understanding is we have to be bidding and estimating at least 60.
Okay.
A month at least. Why? Because you get out of the, to my understanding, 10% of the lead. Be a sale. So that's just the statistics that I'm getting from other GCs and people who are on the trade or on the field of construction.
Right.
But you have to increase, you have to have a high number of leads that you're estimating.
Right.
So that's, I want it to be a little bit aggressive because I'm trying to expand and I also have an overhead that I need to take care of.
Right.
I've already invested a lot of money on marketing with, that I need to recuperate that money. And the only way to recuperate it is with landing jobs.
Investing. Yeah, but in order to land the jobs, you got to invest. So
to reinvest again, be able to recuperate the losses, and get me out of this hole right now that I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we can do, right? Yes, we can start you off with a $300 budget towards your Google Ads. Okay. We would also manage the local SEO, which is also going to help you with first page placement as well. Okay. Now we could allocate still the $100 to the, to the Facebook ads, right? So if you were to do that, you're looking at, now keep in mind, this does not mean that you can't allocate more money. Like, this doesn't mean that you can't say, hey, you know what? This month I want to allocate 500, or now I want to allocate, 300, okay? You always have the ability to allocate more money to your Google ads and your Facebook ads, right? You always have that option, no matter what. But there's always going to be minimums, right, that we have. So Facebook ad minimums, the $100. Google ads is $300, okay? Basically, this package is management of the Google ads. You're not paying per click because you're paying us a flat rate. We're doing the management of the Google local listing. Directory submission is branding Yelp, branding Apple Maps, so you'd have a profile there. And then also, the Facebook advertising. We don't go in and switch up your website, right? But we just want to make sure that that website is also attached where you're listed. Now, your Facebook ad, your Facebook and your Instagram, are those linked together?
I'm not sure how Giovanni handles that. I'm not really good with social media.
That's okay, because here's the thing. We don't touch Instagram, okay? However, If your Instagram and Facebook are linked, when we're posting the Facebook ads, those will also show up on your Instagram page because they're linked. So when you post on your Instagram, it posts on your Facebook and vice versa. Okay? I would assume he has them linked. So that might be something you would want to ask him just to be sure. So let me go back to the email.
How do you target, or
how far do you typically travel? Let me ask you, what areas do you like to target, or do you just go anywhere?
Right now, I've gone everywhere. I've done work in
Newport.
I've done work in Rancho Palo Verdes. I've done work in Woodland Hills. I've done work in Porter Ranch and La Cañada. I've done work in Pasadena. So we've been everywhere. Giovanni's gone further. He's gone to San Bernardino, Riverside, Moreno Valley.
Right.
So if you add both of us, we've gone everywhere.
Wow.
We haven't gone to Sacramento, San Jose, and San Francisco. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You haven't got there. Okay. Okay.
So what I wanted to ask you is that I'm pretty sure there's other contractors and other companies. They're doing Cuco Loco ads, right? How is it that you stand out, paying more, or what is it?
What is going to get, okay, number one, it's optimizing that page. Okay. You have to optimize it. Optimizing means that someone's managing it, posting, managing your keywords, your search terms. There's a whole lot into it, right? Here's the thing. Let me tell you the difference between you managing it and us managing it. Okay. If we manage, if you're managing your Google Guaranteed, your local service ads, you're managing the lead costs. Okay. You're paying Google directly. If a lead slips through the cracks, right, that wasn't a qualified lead, you have to dispute it on your own with Google, right? And it can be really hard for you to get in touch with Google because it's not like a phone number you can call. It's all through like emails, right? Chatting online. Okay. And that page not being optimized could be tough for you, right? Because let's face it, there's a lot of general contractors and roofers, especially in LA, right?
Yeah.
Now, when it's us, we're managing that profile. Okay, keyword search terms. We're keeping an eye on the leads because, see, Google assigns you a special tracking number, Michael, that's linked to your phone, and the calls are recorded, and they're actually sent through an AI that Google has set up, which will let them know what was qualified and what's not. However, we are keeping an eye on it because if we see that one slips through the cracks, we dispute it with Google right away on your behalf. Okay? Any issues, you know, that you would be having, right, with your Google Guaranteed, because we would be the managers of it, we have a direct contact with Google. Okay? So that's the perks of us being a channel partner, because we have someone we can directly contact if there was any issues. Okay? That's the difference. I mean, I've known of some in the past that have started their whole Google Guaranteed process and they just couldn't keep up with it and they weren't getting a good return on what they were investing and they were frustrated. And then they just finally said, listen, can you take it over? I don't want to deal with that anymore. I need to focus on my jobs. So that's, you know, again, that's, it depends how much time do you have on your hands, right? Like how many hats do you wear? You know, within the company.
I understand what you're saying. My whole view is that I'm trying to, I'm kind of tired of fake leads. That's in other
So let me tell you how it works. Let me tell you how it works, right? So Google Guaranteed, okay, it's still going to be a live call that comes directly to you. You're not sharing it with anyone. It is only being sent to you, okay? So, for example, let's say someone calls you to remove a tree. That is outside of your services. The lead will get credited back to you because it's considered unqualified. If someone called you, let's say, from San Diego, which is a service area that you did not notate, that is an unqualified lead. Google's going to credit it back. If someone calls you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that's an unqualified lead. Google's going to credit it back. What is considered, okay, a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, okay, you set up an estimate, or you set up an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead, okay? The calls are recorded, and that's how Google will know what was qualified and what wasn't, okay? But again, if one slips through the cracks, well, we'll catch it because we're managing it, right? But if it's you managing it, you're going to be the one disputing it with Google, not us, because you're managing it on your own. Now, let's just say you wanted us to go ahead and, you know, you get approved, and then you're like, you know what? I just want you guys to take it over, okay? It's actually a $99 transfer fee, okay? We would need your CID number. You pay the $99 to transfer it over to us. We'll take it over. However, you are going to pay Google directly for your leads, and we're going to charge you a 25% management fee on the lead. So I'll give you an example. If it's a lead for a roofer, you're paying us $1,467, okay, for the roofer leads, right? Now, if it's a general contractor, okay, because general contractor is a completely different vertical. Let me tell you what that is. Did you put yourself to get approved for both?
Yeah, I put it on.
Oh, good. Good job. Good job. Yeah. I would highly suggest it only because why would you only do one, right? That wouldn't even make sense. It would be at least you got both of them done. And you know, if you want just the roofer leads, then you only turn on the roofer leads, right? I'll tell you right now. If it was a general contractor lead, it's like I do good talking, and then here comes the cop again. Aye, aye, aye. Let me see. The general contractor lead, it's $25 per lead. Is our service fee for the general contractor leads.
Is that where right here in the email where it says additional cost?
So you know where it says additional cost when you're looking at the email, right? So this email, I would have to send you a whole new email because the Google guarantee wouldn't even apply to you anymore because you've already started that process on your own. When you see the lead costs on it, that's because our management fee is already included in that lead cost, right? So basically, for the, for the Google, let me pull it up here.
So for the
Google guaranteed, you're going to be paying them directly for the lead, which I think is going to be $75. With us, you're going to pay $25 because 25% is going to be our management fee per lead. Now, if it's the roofer, okay, the roofer, you're looking at $44, but our management fee would be the $1,467. If it was us that started from the beginning of your Google guaranteed and we got you approved and we're doing all that, that's where the $5,867 comes in because our 25% management fee is already in that lead cost. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, so now that you're doing all of that on your own, if you wanted us to take over it, it's a $99 transfer fee. You're still going to have to pay Google directly for the Google local service ads, for those leads, excuse me. You'll have to pay them directly, and you would be paying us the management fee. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you only got 2 leads that month, right? Then you know that you're paying us $1,467 times 2 because you got 2 leads in the month. Make sense?
Yes.
And we're able to see, you know, how many leads you're receiving because, of course, I mean, we have access to that profile because we're managing it. So you're still paying Google directly for that lead, but then you're paying us the 25% management fee on each lead.
Okay.
Okay. Now, excuse me. So, I mean, again, this would have to be a completely, it would have to be an updated email. I mean, if we were doing that, you know, or you can go with the package starting with just us, you know, starting with the Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and the Google Local Listing, right? And then allocating certain amounts to both the ad campaigns.
I'm reading your email. It says right here, Google Guaranteed Composite can take 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We always say 4 to 8 weeks, okay? I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you respond to the background check and how quickly you submit your application. Right now, you're in the process of the background check. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. That's why I said you have to be on top of checking your emails and your spam to make sure that that email from Pinkerton or Evident ID hasn't gone to your spam mail. You have to be on top of that. Okay? Because you got to respond to the background check.
Yeah, I haven't received anything from these people.
You got to keep looking because it's going to be in real time. Even check your phone, you know. I don't know what phone number you put down on there, but they might text it. They might email it. You got to be really on top of it.
Yeah, I put my personal cell
phone. Okay, yeah. Then I would be checking your cell phone, too. Check both. Make sure you're checking them.
So how do I transfer it to you? We have to wait?
So basically, when you transfer it to us, there's going to be do you have a CID number that they gave you already or not yet?
CID?
CID. It should be a nine or 10 digit number.
Let me see here. I know they gave me a number, but, I send a number.
Let me tell you. Excuse me. It would be... I'm trying to see if it tells me how many numbers it is. It's a 10-digit number.
I'm trying to find where can I see it.
Yeah, it says, I'll tell you where it says you could find it. Let me go back to here.
Oh, your customer ID? Is that one?
Uh-huh. Yep, it would be that number. So we would need that number. So what my manager told me was this, right? Because she's always going to tell me what's going to be the best option for you. She says, what she recommends is that get yourself approved for the Google Guaranteed because you're almost done, right? You're doing the background check. It makes no sense for us to take over it right now. Okay? Once you then get approved for the Google Guaranteed, then we can take it over. And then you would pay the transfer fee and then supply us with the CID number, that 10-digit number.
Okay.
Okay? In the meantime, what we can be doing as well, so the Google ads and the Facebook ads, those go live within 7 to 14 days. Okay? Those are visible. can already start generating phone calls for you. As far as like if you wanted Yelp ads, okay, Yelp ads are up within 3 to 5 days are the Yelp ads. Now, the Yelp ads, I can kind of give you as well what the what you're kind of looking at in lead costs and cost per click, okay, just to kind of give you an idea because I know I wrote that down. Okay, so on Yelp, your cost per click could range between $18 to $25 for the cost per click. If it's a cost per lead, you're looking between $40 to $60. That's roughly the estimate on those, okay? So you'd have like a $499 budget, right? So if it's a cost per click, you're looking at between 18 to 25, but if it's a cost per lead, then you're looking at 40 to 60 per lead.
Does Google and Yelp, they, like, let's say, like, you know how you were explaining to me about Facebook, that you search it up and it came out Facebook. Does it happen the same thing with Yelp or no?
Yelp works really, really well with those that are part of the Apple Maps. So Yelp is another platform. It's what it's a directory, right? That basically people perform searches on, right? So when people are going to Yelp, it's typically because it's the service that they need, and within about 3 days they're purchasing that service. Okay, so you know how like right now you have your Yelp profile, right? You've never read Yelp ads, correct? I don't think you have.
No.
I haven't done that.
Let me double check, because if he already ran Yelp ads, then that might not be good. Stand by.
I don't know. That Yelp thing.
You're like, I don't know.
It's because I'm one of those persons that I'm not good with social media. I have an Instagram, but I haven't uploaded a picture over 6 years.
No.
Facebook, I shut it down.
Darn. He must have ran Yelp ads. You know what? He must have ran them. Darn it. Yeah, you guys don't even qualify for our Yelp promo.
We cannot stop that.
You can stop it, but I mean, Giovanni's got to have the login to all of that. I don't know what he's doing now. I don't know what marketing he's been doing. He and I talked about all these products, and at some point, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he didn't trust what I was telling him. I don't know. He was all on board in the beginning when we talked, and then it was like I lost contact with him. He wasn't picking up the phone. Call my cell phone, you know, and I get it. You know what I mean? You guys get busy with work, right? You guys got meetings and everything going on, but I tried many times to offer him these promos, but now that he did the Yelp ads, it's telling me, and I know if he's doing them because it'll say he's ineligible for our promo because we're partnered. We're also in partnership. We started a partnership with Yelp, so that's why we get promo deals for our clients that want to run Yelp ads that have never ran them. So this telling me that he doesn't, because it says he's ineligible, that tells me that either he's already running Yelp ads or he did recently. So, yeah, I couldn't even offer you guys the Yelp ads now because I don't even know if he's still running them or if he ran them in the past. But you cannot be running Yelp ads for at least 6 months in order for you to qualify for our promo, right? So this right here tells me he ran Yelp ads, or he might even still be running them now. I don't know. That'd be a question for you to ask him. You know what I mean? Like, what happened?
I would tell him to stop because we haven't even had a lead through Yelp.
Yeah.
I would know.
And who knows what, a veces, I'm going to tell you something, Michael, sometimes people sign up for Yelp, and Yelp tells them, they'll tell them, oh, it's free, it's not going to cost you anything, and your credit card's on file, and then they start charging you for the leads. So we always encourage our clients, like, listen, if you're interested in Yelp ads, let us know. We can probably get you in on some promos. You know, let us know so we can help you, because it can get real sticky on a lot of these things. So, okay, so I got to put on here, does not qualify. for Yelp. Hi, Giovanni. I told him. You don't listen.
Wait, you tell me this. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, so, I mean, like I said, I could start you off with a package for the, we can definitely do the Google Ads, the local listing, as well as the Facebook advertising. You know, how do you feel about allocating 300 to the Google Ads and then maybe even possibly doing 200 to the Facebook Ads? What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Hopefully we get leads. That's my end goal. Well, right now at this point, I have to reinvest to be able to recuperate my losses already. So I have to figure out a better strategy to be able to get.
Right. Yeah, no, of course, of course. And here's the thing. We always ask you for a 2-month verbal agreement. What we ask is basically for you to stick it out 2 months, okay? You pay monthly. If at any point you decided, I don't want to do this no longer, then it's just you call us 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? We do the whole management of it. I'm going to tell you, do not run the Google Ads. If we're running them, do not run them yourself, okay? Let me just do this. And then once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, you already know if you want us to take it over, call me. It's a $99 transfer fee. And then you provide us the CID and then I get you through that process so that way we could just easily take it over for you. Okay.
On the verification process, it said that I needed to create a campaign, right? I needed to do something. So that's why I did it. But I'm pausing it right now. Either way,
yeah, pause it. Pause it, porque you know.
Or just leave it as pause. So that way, process the verification.
Oh, what are you talking about, Mihal? On what? On the Google Ads?
Yes, on the Google Ads.
Read it to me again, what it's telling you.
So when I was doing the verification, the guarantee,
said
that I needed to create an ad.
For the Google guarantee, create the campaign. Yeah, you want to create it. That's for the Google guaranteed, right? Or are you talking about the local service ads?
No, the local service ad, yeah.
The local service ad, you want to create that campaign. What it is, it's like your profile is what you're creating.
So just pause it for now.
Well, no, you don't want to pause it. Okay, I think there's confusion here. Okay. You're going through the Google Guaranteed, right? The local service ads, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're going through that approval process. You need the background check. Is it the local service ads that is telling you to create the campaign and then is giving you that error?
Yes.
Okay. It's not Google Ads doing it, right? Those are two different things. You have the local service ads, and then you have Google Ads. They're two completely separate things.
Okay. I hear what you're telling me that it's separate, but I'm here on the verification.
Uh-huh.
A guarantee verification, and it's coming out, how can I do it that way you can see.
Can you send a screenshot to me, to the email?
I'm a screenshot right
now. Okay. So this way I can see what you're looking at. you do that, give me 1 second. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, Michael, I'm back. I'm going to grab a cough drop. Okay.
Okay. I just sent you an image on the email.
Okay. Okay, this is your Google guaranteed. What pictures are you posting?
My company.
On there.
Like, where's
the... Select your ads for policy violations. Please correct this issue as soon as possible to activate your ads account.
It's just my work that we've done. It's nothing like copyright or anything that we've downloaded from the internet. If you go to my website, you want to visit the Zinc website, you're going to see a lot of pictures there, and all those pictures are the ones that I've uploaded them here.
Interesting.
Well, it's not even all of them. It was just 20. They said that I needed to put 20, so I put 20.
Right. Yeah, you are probably going to have to reach out. Did they give you like a chat or an email of someone to reach out to at Google?
Yes, that person that I'm telling you that reached out to me.
Uh-huh.
Alaya or Alia.
Yeah.
That person reached out yesterday saying, we are eager to activate your account. However, it remains pending until the billing information and budget are complete. Kindly finalize the process to expedite your activation. So when I click on it, that's how I did the campaign.
Okay, so what you need to tell them is, I don't understand what the violation is. The pictures that I uploaded are pictures of the actual work that I have done. And then you're going to need them to respond back to you. Because it could be maybe the picture's too big. It could be a number of things. But they got to give you the reason. So that's what you need to do. You need to email him back and say, I have been trying to get through this process and I'm being told that I'm in violation. What is the actual violation? Because the photos that I have uploaded are actual pictures of work that I have done.
Okay. Yeah. So, there's a few violations they say. So it's one of them, it says circumventing systems, practices that interfere with Google ad systems aren't allowed. I'm not sure what they mean about it. Manipulating and spelling prohibited words. Malicious software. I'm not sure what that means. And a compromised website. That my website is, there's a problem with my website. I'm not sure. It says, a compromised website may have code that have been manipulated to benefit a third party.
Have you ever done, okay, so you've never done Google Ads then, right?
No.
Okay. So everything that you're doing right now is Google guaranteed, local service ads, complete separate. Okay. So what they mean by circumventing system policy violations could be like submitting false information, right, during the verification. Did you make sure that everything matched, right? Everything. Business name, there wasn't an LLC in one part. On your Google business profile, Orantes Builders, Inc., is that how it's noted on your license and insurance?
Yes, Orantes Builders, Inc. It could probably, maybe sometimes a period at the...
And the address is the 1752 West Adams Boulevard?
Yes.
Unit 207.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all of that I did it properly. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, no, and I'm saying because little things like that could cause it to be like, oh, does it match? Okay. I'm looking at your Google business profile, I'm going to go back to it. Yep, it's Orantes Builders, Inc. Yeah, I mean, the only way you're going to get that resolved is talking to that, is, I mean, emailing them and asking them. I don't understand where the violations are. All my information is correct. I have done nothing misleading. There, the photos, like, everything is in line. See, I'm going to be honest with you. If it was us starting this from the very beginning, any issues like this, you wouldn't be handling it. We would. Right? And it's, I'm not going to say it's a lot faster, like it's quick, but it's a lot faster for us being a channel partner because we have that direct contact with someone from Google. Yeah, that's the only thing. I really wish there was something else I could do for you in that, in regards to that part, but your best option is reaching back out to that person and telling them, listen, I don't see where the violations are, and I'm trying to fix this so that we can move forward. So I don't know what the violation is.
Okay. So I will email this person back, and then moving forward, how can we get this thing going?
Yeah. So what I would suggest then, Michael, so we manage your local SEO, right? do you have the access to the business Facebook page too? I'm assuming the Google listing you do, right?
I don't have the information, but I could get all of this for you.
You can get all that access. Yeah, because what you'll need to do is add us on as managers. Okay, so let me see. If we did 300 in the Google ads, we do 200 in the Facebook ads, and then the 249. So to get everything started with us, it would be $749. Okay, $300 of that is going to go to your Google ads that we're managing. 200 is going to go to your Facebook ads that we are managing. Okay. And then we're managing also the local SEO, the Google local listing, and we're going to create a profile for you on Apple Maps as well. We'll brand your Yelp page too, okay? We're not doing Yelp ads, but we're going to make sure that that Yelp page is visible. So we'll do all that management. You're not going to incur click fees because you're paying that flat rate. It's always going to be $749 a month, unless if you say, okay, listen, let's say 2 months down the road, you're like, hey, I don't want the Facebook ads anymore, but listen, I want to allocate more money to my Google ads. You always have that option. Or you could allocate more to Facebook ads, vice versa, okay? We're not going to turn around and say, oh, hey, we're allocating more money because we feel you need to. That's at your discretion. We do the management of it all. We do the keyword search term management. We're not going to tinker with your website. We're not going to interfere with your Google Guaranteed. Now, once you do get that situated with the Google Guaranteed and you want us to take over, you already know it's a $99 transfer fee. You give us the CID number, and then we take over. Okay? You would still be paying Google directly and then just paying us a 25% management fee on the leads that you do receive in the month. Okay? With our program, you will have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you are able to track your results with us. So you will have a username and password you can log into, view your Google Analytics, see how many phone calls you're receiving, you know, where they perform the location of the search. You are able to track all of that. Okay? So that would be all included. Basically, what I would need from you to get everything set up is just verifying, okay, what's the email that we're going to put on file, because this is where the receipts are going to go. Correspondence from us, we verify the business information, we go over your services, hours of operation, stuff like that, because those are notes that my technician is going to need when we start the client interview. Client interview would be conducted, if not the same day, based on our availability and yours, by no later than the following day. And I say that because, Michael, the sooner we get you guys through the interview, the client interview, the faster we're moving to. Okay? That's how it would all work. All right?
Okay.
Any questions?
No. So, okay, so just, you can use my email, Michael.
Okay. So do you want me to set up the account under your name, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure you spell it the traditional way. Michael, what's your last name, Michael?
Orantes, O-R-A-N-T.
Oh, okay. So are you and Giovanni related?
He's my cousin.
No way. Awesome. Primos hermanos or what?
Yes. Yeah, we grew up together. So.
Aw.
So
and then Michael, you were going to say, I'm sorry?
No, nothing. Right now when I call him and tell him, Giovanni, he didn't tell me all these things. He's not going to get mad. And then he knows that I could tell him something.
He's going to be like, you know what? No, no le regañas. He's been busy too. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, what happened? Okay, so it's Michael, OrantesBuildersInc.com, right?
Yeah, Michael at OrantesBuildersInc.com.
Yeah. Okay. Man, this cough drop, I feel like it helped me. I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? Let me see. Bear with me. I appreciate your patience in all of this.
Let me see. It's been, money's been going out and
oh, man. I know that that could be stressful too, right?
Yes. I have a lot of been sleepless nights for the last.
Oh, no. Okay. So now okay, Orantes Builders Inc., 1752 West Adams Boulevard, and that's unit 207, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do something here. Well, let me go here. I'm just having my manager do something for me. Okay. Do you want me to have Giovanni as a direct contact for you? Like, let's say, for example, not a direct contact, but is he going to be authorized to make changes to the account, Michael, in the event you're not able to make a change? Keep him on it?
Yeah, you can keep him on it.
Okay. Same last name, Orantes?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have his cell phone number as listed on here. Do you want to change it to your cell phone? Because you're going to be the primary on this account?
On the, what do you mean as in?
On the account here with us, right?
Oh, yes, sure.
What's your cell phone number?
626.
Uh-huh.
399.
Okay.
8296.
8296. Okay. So I'm going to put your cell phone number better. I'm going to still keep his number on the account, like if he were to call in or what have you. Let's say it's something urgent. I mean, we'll try to reach out to him if that's okay with you, if we can't get in touch with you right away.
That's fine.
Okay. But you will be the primary on this account, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then he's noted to make changes if he needs to. 626-399-8296, correct? Okay. Oh my gosh, here we go with the cop again. It's going to drive me crazy one day. Let me do this here. The phone number I see listed for the business is the 323-402-0170. Okay. So, I need to let you know as well. All of our programs are going to come with a tracking number. Basically, we use a local tracking number that is linked to your phone. Okay. And it'll come with an app that you can download from the app store. It allows you to track your messages. If a spam call came in, you could block it. It's a good tool if you have other people answering your calls. It's a good tool to use for training purposes. If you, let's say you missed a call, right, or you want to go back and retrieve it, you can go back and retrieve it. If you wrote down an address and you forgot it, you can go back and retrieve it by listening to the call, okay? All of our clients have tracking numbers, and this is to prevent you from getting a bunch of spam calls, okay? Because I'll tell you, when you have your own regular phone number out there, it can generate a bunch of spam calls for you, and it can get kind of crazy, you know? Let me do this real quick. So, yeah, everyone has a tracking number. So just an FYI, okay? I just like to be transparent and upfront about everything because that's just the way I operate here.
So with that app, is it going to minimize the spam calls or how does that work?
It is going to help. It will help minimize the spam calls when you have the tracking number, right? Because usually spam calls won't call tracking numbers. Okay, but usually spam calls, they won't call the tracking numbers, but if one called, you just block it. It's real simple. I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients love it, you know, because it really prevents from getting a bunch of spam calls. I'll give you an example. My aunt used to be at Taquera years ago, right? She always had her number blasted out there. Oh my gosh, you have no idea the number of spam calls she would get because it was her number out there. And then she went on, it was on Yelp, or actually she went on Google herself and got like a tracking number, and it totally got rid of it, her having a tracking number. And it was a local number because she was in LA too. It was a local number, like a local LA number, and she was able to like minimize the number of spam calls she was getting. Do you get a lot of spam calls?
I do.
Yeah. This will help minimize it. That's why we use this tool.
Okay, well, they're gonna let me know how to use it or how to...
Oh, yeah. They'll walk you through everything. It's super simple. Let me tell you. All it is that instead of them seeing your physical phone number that they're seeing right now, okay, what they're going to see is another number, a local number. They're going to call it. It's still going to ring to your phone. It's as simple as that. You'll view all of this through your client dashboard. So it's not actually an app that you're having to download and see the calls that are coming. You'll see it all through your client dashboard, which is a username and password that I'll provide you. Okay? I'll walk you through all of it. I promise you it's nothing complicated. I promise you that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me do this. I'm going to save this as a new template.
I want to ask a question. Remember you said, hey, you said that like later on down the line, they say, oh, I don't want to do Facebook. I want to put the money into Google Ads.
Yeah.
What happens if more money goes into Google Ads? What does that mean?
So, yeah, that's a great question. When more money is allocated to your ad campaigns, right? So, like, your Facebook ads, your Google ads, we're going to manage those ads to run throughout the month. It's like a budget you have, right? So when they click on it, it's going to deduct from that budget. The way that we manage it is we get it at a lower cost per click, and we're managing that ad so that it's running throughout the month, not so that you're getting a bunch of people clicking on it and no conversions. With these ads, we can use multiple keywords, roofing contractor, re-roof, new roof, roof replacement, right? If you want, let's say you also want to run, you know, other keywords for general contractor, like there's so many variations. Let's say, Michael, you want to do, you want to target more Orange County area, right? Let's say you want to target specific zip codes where you know that there's a higher income. Okay? You can do so with those ads. You know, you're in Los Angeles. It's pretty saturated, right?
Yes.
However, you and I both know Ranchos Palos Verdes, you know, there's just so many areas, right, where you could target, like Newport, Laguna Hills. I say that because I live in Orange County. So Anaheim Hills, Brea, these are areas where there's higher end income. Okay. So you can target by county. You could target by mile radius. You could target by city if you wanted with the ad campaigns. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with the ad campaigns. You're not just limited. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's how those ads work. So when you say, it's like this. Take a piece of toast and you put some butter on it. You know when you spread that butter, it's getting thinner and thinner, right, to where it disappears. Okay? It's kind of how I would say Google Ads works, right? The further you stretch it out, the thinner it gets, right? But if you're targeting specific areas or saying, listen, I want to keep them within 60 miles, that's good. If you're saying, I want to target 100 miles, we can do that, but it's going to spread you out really thin, okay? But if you're saying, hey, I want to allocate, I want $600 going to my Google ads. Now your budget is bigger, so you're going to have more impressions turning into more conversions. Make sense? So it's like conversions, impressions, stuff like that, without getting too complicated. So I'll give you an example, right? Let's say your cost per click is $3 a click, right? When they click on it, it's costing $3. It's going to deduct that from your $300 budget. So it would be like you're having, it's like your ads out there 100 times, right?
Yeah.
So again, it depends on the average of the cost per click. I'm just giving you an example, right? It depends on the time of the day or the areas that you're trying to target. I always say this, Michael, start with the minimum right now, what we're talking about now. If you want, because you're going to be able to see this in your reporting system, you're going to be able to see, okay, now I want to add, more money, right? You always have the ability to do that, okay? But you're going to be able to see through the tracking and reporting system, oh, okay, so I got 500, I came up 500 times, right? And I ended up getting about 300 clicks. Oh, some of those turned into jobs, right? Because it's also helping you track what's closing too. So you're able to see your ROI, your return on what you're investing, right?
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure that what you're investing, you're getting that back in return and more.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay. Now listen, you're going to have a team here, Michael, dedicated to your account. Okay. We do everything in-house. On top of that, you're also going to have an account manager. So I'm going to request that they assign an account manager to you. So this way you have a specific person that you can reach out to as well. Whenever you have like a change or you have an update, okay, I want you to be able to have someone else to be able to, you know, take a look at your account. Okay. So you'll have the team, but you're also going to have an account manager. All right. Let me do this. I'm preparing this email for you first, just so that way it gives you the breakdown on everything that we discussed. Okay. So this way you have it all in front of you. All right. So this way you know what the breakdown is, that 300 is going to Google Ads, 200 to Facebook Ads, 249 to the local listing, programming and maintenance. And then we'll also create you that Apple page as well. Okay. And then the ongoing continues to show that it's going to be the $749 a month. Now, if you don't ever say, I want to allocate more money or what have you, then okay. Then that means that you're not allocating anything else. Okay. We're not going to change your price on you. This is what it's going to be. Okay. So let me do this. It's like I hate when my computer does that. I'm clicking on something and then it just decides to like stop and then I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then it's like playing catch up because I clicked it like 25 times. Okay, so first page placement results. Okay, Facebook ads, Google ads, I got that there. Advanced tracking and reporting system. Call you directly at the moment you need it. And then these are going to be live calls. Okay, still direct calls coming to you. Okay. Let me see. Let me go here. We'll also help you gain reviews as well, so we can create you that tiny little URL so that way you're able to request more reviews. I encourage it, Michael, that you get more reviews. It's the modern day word of mouth. Someone who's never utilized your service, right? They don't know nothing about your company. They see one review from someone who has used your services. You're going to open up more new doors to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are just by them reading your reviews. Okay, so I encourage it. Okay. Let's see, we got that there. I'm just making sure everything's... Account manager is going to be assigned, direct tracking number, capture review system, inbound calls are directly to you, advanced tracking and reporting system, direct access to the Google Analytics, the mobile platforms. Okay, perfect. So let me send this to you. Now, also the first month, even though $300 is being allocated to your Google ads, we will put up an additional $100 as well. Of our own money. So you're going to actually have $400 in Google ads the first month. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So that's like a little bonus for you. Okay, so let me just send that to you. Now, Michael, we're going to go over the billing. So the card that you're using, does that card have your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. I don't know what they say is wrong with your website. It looks fine to me. Because it looks like you have the security certificate on it. So I don't know what they could even be talking about. That's, you know. You definitely need to, you need to email that guy back. Okay. Does it only say Michael Orantes or is there like a middle initial?
Oh, that's an E.
E? Like Edward?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to say that it is Edward. I'm just saying, because when I think of the letters, right?
Yeah.
And then how does the company name read on there?
It's Orantes Builders, Inc.
Okay.
Have you always lived in LA?
I grew up in LA. I personally live in Monterey Park right now. So.
Oh, okay. My grandma lived in Monterey Park.
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah, years ago before she passed. My dad lives in El Sereno.
Okay. Yeah, so I was born in LA and then part of my life I lived in Gabriel.
Oh, in San Gabriel Valley?
Yeah, I went to San Gabriel High.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to San Gabriel High and then moved back to LA. And
nice.
For that short period of time that I lived in, San Gabriel, Rosemead area.
Yeah.
So that's why when I had the opportunity to move to Monterey Park, I moved to Monterey Park because it's nice.
Oh, okay. You're like, I'm moving. Good for you. I want to put a security question on your account. Now, you can choose, Michael, that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
You can put in my mother's maiden name, which is...
What was her maiden name?
Ruiz, with a Z.
Ruiz?
Yeah.
R-U-I-Z? Okay. Now, the reason that I put the security question is this is how you're going to identify whenever it's us calling you or not, okay? So we always use that as an added form of protection. I'm going to also send you real quick a text message, and this is going to have our customer service phone number. Whenever our client support calls you, it's going to be from an 877 number, okay? Please always make sure that you answer the calls from the 877 number. That you save that number in your contacts. Okay, save it under Local Splash, our company name. I'm going to send it to you right now. And I say this because when we call, then you'll see like, oh, it's Local Splash calling me, right? I'm also including your username and your password for the client dashboard. So you should be getting a text right now. And if you can open it up, I want you to save the phone number. Okay, under Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, like a splash of water. And that's going to be the 877-635-6225. Okay, now... Did you see where it says username and password for your client dashboard?
Yes.
So the username is your phone number, right? No dashes, just a straight phone number. Okay? The password is all lowercase, one word, map success. Now, you could always update it to a password of your choice, but I would say wait about 5 to 7 days before you do that because the team's going to be creating the customized tracking and reporting system. So give them time to do that and then start logging in and start tracking your, you know, your results with us, okay?
Okay.
Do you prefer when we contact you that we email you, text you, call you, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Email is fine.
Email? Okay. Hours, I'm going to start going over some notes before we go over your billing. You got the Facebook. Okay, hours of operation currently shows you 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. 8 to 5. I'm putting you down for roofing. What else under your services?
Well, general contracting.
Okay, GC, do you want remodels, new roofs, re-roofs?
You could do remodels, re-roofs, new roofs, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, additions.
Do you do custom home builds?
Custom home builds, which is rarely. I've promoted that, and I've rarely got it.
And nothing? Okay. What about ADUs? Do you do those? The carports, garages? Uh-huh.
ADUs.
Okay. ADUs. See, after all these years, I learned more stuff. I'm going to put new construction. How about that?
Yes, new construction, remodels.
Okay. Beautiful. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential, commercial is fine.
Okay. And I'm putting licensed insured. Okay, and you got the Facebook. Okay. Okay, perfect. Now this card, same billing address, right?
Yes.
As the Adams. Okay. And is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And the card number whenever you are ready?
It's 4246-3153-8807-1597.
Expiration month and year?
1228.
And the CVV code on the back?
661.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4246-3153-8807-1597.
Yes.
And that expires December of 28. CVV code on the back is 661.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
Before I process this payment, okay, I'm going to walk you through our voice verification recording. And the reason is that because I have you on a discounted pricing pre-agreement, it's a discounted pre-agreement, excuse me, that I have you on, okay, which is going to be an added form of protection for you. Now, we're going to send this along with your invoice in writing. So as I'm walking you through it, Michael, if there is anything you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. So this way we can review it, and then I can clarify it, okay? Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rontes Builders, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Michael Rontes, and I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Calls will come from our customer service number, so please make sure, like I asked you, to save the 877 number as Local Splash under your contracts, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So this is where the security question comes in, okay? When we call you, you're going to ask, what's my security question? We'll say your mom's maiden name, Ruiz, right? If someone refuses to give you the security question or if they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give it to you, you disconnect the call. Okay? Now, an example would be several of my clients, right? They get calls from that company called Yelp. And we talked about this earlier. Basically, Yelp offers advertising services for the specific directory listing. So if you were to receive calls from them, okay, and you're interested, like I said, then I would suggest, you know, right now you can't do it because we got to wait 6 months. You want to make sure you're not even still running those. But if in the future you want to kind of go over that again, I would suggest reach out to us, okay? Call me, and then I can kind of explain it to you again. But I would definitely make sure, is he still running them? And if he's not, then find out when he stopped it. So this way,
you know, it would be 6 months that you would have to not be running those ads to qualify for the promo. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These documents may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which won't apply to you, or any other items recommended for the Google business verification. Okay? We kindly ask you, Michael, that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, whatever documents we're requiring from you. Failure to do so, okay, to provide them, the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Okay? So if we're asking you, hey, just send us, you know, proof of your business license, your insurance, none of that stuff is going to post online. We just like to have it on hand. So if Google, for whatever reason, is asking for it, we're like, hey, here it is. We already got it. Okay? So we just like to be proactive. Okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 17th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $749. This is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 17th of each day of the month, 17th day of each month, excuse me, in the amount discounted of $749. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. Again, it's the number that I asked you to save. It is important that if you call to cancel or pause it, make sure you speak with a live representative. And to prevent those charges for your next month of service, Michael, contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. This way you don't get charged. Do you understand?
Yes.
And agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me here. I'm just going to update the package. So give me just a second. And again, I appreciate your patience. I'm like, I just got to make some adjustments here on some items and then we'll be good. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Are you pretty open tomorrow?
Do I need to be in front of a computer?
It's not required. If you could be, it'd be great, but it is not required because typically what they like to do is start having you get on there and start adding us on as managers, but I know that you got to also get that information from Giovanni. So if you can't be in front of a computer, that's fine. If you can be, that's even better. But it's not really required. They would prefer you do, but I mean, if you're, the sooner we get you through the client interview, I'm going to tell you the faster we're going to be moving. Okay?
Like,
so like I said.
Login information for Facebook and.
Facebook and the Google Business Profile page because we're going to be doing the optimization of it, right? So we want to make sure that we have everything that's going to be needed for that.
I'm not really tech-savvy, so I don't even know how to log into the Google.
It's okay. So basically, and that's where the technician comes in and they help you. But if you don't, like, I'll give you an example. Even if you don't have, if you're not in front of the computer, they're going to send you specific instructions on how to add us on there. Okay? And it's really simple. I promise you, even if you said, hey, I'm having trouble doing this. Can you guys call me? Can someone help me walk through this? We will call you to walk you through it. It's really simple, I promise you. We try to make things not complicated for our clients. Okay?
So I have time tomorrow because, like I can tell you, I could be on the phone. I'm going to be driving to my...
Okay.
I have to drive to Lancaster.
That's a nice drive. Yeah, right? You poor thing.
I have a daughter lives over there, so.
Oh, how old is she? How cute. Oh, is she a daddy's girl? Yeah. I know I was growing up. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, okay, so you're going to go see her, huh? Okay.
I have to go pick her up. So it's like an hour and 30 minutes drive.
Okay.
So if somebody calls me, I would say at 10:30 tomorrow, I'm going to be driving, so I have an hour to talk.
Okay. Okay, what time would you want us to call?
10:30 is fine.
10:30? Okay. Yeah. Let me go here. So I have an appointment. Let me see. see what tomorrow. I can't believe tomorrow's already Friday. Oh my God. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so I have a 10 to 11 or 11 to 12 or a 9 to 10. What time do you want?
10 to 11 or 11 to 12?
Uh-huh, or a 9 to 10. I'm probably thinking 10 to 11 and ask them to call you closer to 10:30. I mean, we could try, but typically they'll call you between 10 and 11 o'clock.
That's fine.
Okay. So do you want me to have them call your cell phone better?
Yes.
Okay. So tomorrow when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay. You want to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. If for some reason, let's just say we called you and you're like, hey, I'm in the middle of something. I need you guys to call me back in 5 minutes. We'll call you right back. Okay? Or if you're like, hey, this isn't going to be a good time. You know what? I need to reschedule it. Then we'll reschedule it. Okay? So just make sure you pick up the call. And I'm going to notate that they call your 626 number. Now, I will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just so that way you know it's coming up in the next hour. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, Michael, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me and call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of emails and text messages that you should have been receiving.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised. So Stephanie is going to be your account manager, okay? So I believe probably sometime tomorrow or on Monday, she's going to call you to introduce herself, okay?
Okay.
Let me go here. Now, there's going to be a couple of them. There's one that I need you to find that says local splash initial invoice.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to open that up. And let me go here. Let me go to it. It sent you the Google Guaranteed campaign. Don't pay attention to that. I got to remove that. I don't know why it kept it in there, but that's not part of your package. Okay. So bear with me here. Let me fix that. So disregard that about the application. Okay, let me go back here. Okay. 1 second. Come on, computer. Stop thinking so much. Okay. Ay, Dios mío, come on. It's like sometime today. Okay, that one. Save. Okay. And this one, we're removing that. Delete that product. This is deleted as well. Okay, that should be okay now, I think. Give me 1 second. Get out of that receipt.
Okay.
She had to. Hold on. Okay, my manager was fixing it for me. I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Okay, let me resend you the receipt. Oh, you already, did you already accept my invite?
Yeah.
Oh, you're quick. Okay. Yeah, she had to correct the future billing because the future billing was showing wrong. She's like, no, wait. Resend this receipt because the receipt's going to reflect, it's going to show your new, what your billing always being the $749. That's why she wanted me to resend it. So let me resend the invoice now. And then as soon as it comes through, then you'll open it up. There we go. And send. And then you'll go through, you'll open it, and then you'll click on the sentence towards the bottom that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay. I'm just waiting.
Okay. Yeah, give it a minute. Okay. And then do you see where it says, hello, Michael E., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice located below this email. And then you'll scroll a little further down and it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yes.
Okay. You're looking at this from your computer, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, you'll end up on a page that says Local Splash, terms of experience, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Under your services, what's included for you is the Google Business Profile, optimization, Google Business Profile access. You will hold the ownership to your profile. We are just managers. Directory submission is part of your package, which is Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. Okay, you already have a Yelp page. We're not going to create you a new one, but we're going to make sure that it is branded. My site does not apply to you because you have your own website. Facebook business page access and Facebook ads. So basically we're saying you're going to add us on as managers to the business Facebook page, okay, so that we can manage your ads. Google ads is included. Now, Google guaranteed does not apply to you right now. However, Michael, if you want to, okay, you want us to take over the Google guaranteed once you get approved, call me, and then it would just be a $99 transfer fee for us to manage your Google guarantee, okay? But, of course, then you're paying, you know, Google directly for the leads and paying us a 25% management fee. But us taking over your Google guaranteed means that we're managing it. We're disputing any leads that you received that weren't qualified. We're managing the keywords and all that for you, okay? So we're managing it on your behalf, okay? Yelp ads does not apply to you because we need to find out from Giovanni what he did. but if he's no longer running them, we could do the Yelp ads, but we got to wait for you to be not running them for 6 months so you can get it at the promo rate. Okay. Google Workspace doesn't apply to you. It is something that we offer. What that means is like having a work email, which you already have. So if you were to have us do a Google Workspace, it's an additional cost. Just an FYI. Call tracking is part of your package. Advanced reporting system is included as well. live client support, and there's our 877 number that I had asked you to save. We also communicate through text message. So if we try to reach you and you didn't answer, we might send you a text. Hey, Michael, give us a call. Okay? Delivery dates. So as I mentioned, with the ad campaigns, Google Ads and Facebook Ads, those are visible within 7 to 14 days. The Google local listing, well, let me go back. The directory submission is 5 to 7 days, Bing, Yelp branding, and Apple Maps, creating you that profile there too. What we're always going to tell you in the terms and conditions that stated there, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. And I'm talking about within the local map, okay? I have seen, though, many times where it's happened sooner. Now, it's a matter of you adding us on as managers. It could happen sooner for you guys that you're quicker on the local map on the first page. But in the meantime, these Google Ads and Facebook Ads, those are all up and running to start generating new phone calls.
Okay.
We're going to send you notifications. When your Google Ads are live, your Facebook Ads, when you're in the directories, when you're on the first page in the local map, we will keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed so that you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Okay.
As you see there, the payment that was made was $749. There's the breakdown. $249 to the local bundle, $300 in Google advertising, $200 in the Facebook advertising. Monthly thereafter, $249 plus the $300 and the $200 in Facebook ads, $749, okay? So you know that price still isn't going to ever change on you. Unless you want to allocate more money, then you pay the difference. Seasonal holds and cancellations, just make sure you call us 3 business days before the next billing is due. Your billing date's always going to be the 17th, okay? So that way you don't incur the charge, all right?
Okay.
Now, at the bottom where it says mobile phone, should have your phone number listed there, your cell phone. You're going to click in the box that says you agree to receive text messages from our phone number, okay, sent to your phone from us, from Local Splash. The next box, you're going to click in it because you're saying that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all your information is complete and accurate. And then you're going to click on the next box that says, I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring. And at the bottom, Michael, where it's asking you to put your name, you're going to type it exactly as it reads there. Michael space E, no period, space, and then Orantes. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, once you do that, it should open up a page that's going to ask you to enter a username and a password. Let me know once you see that.
I see it.
Beautiful. The username is your phone number, okay, that 323-402-0170. And remember the password, all lowercase. I think it's MAPSUCCESS, I believe. Let me go back. All lowercase, one word, MAPSUCCESS is going to be the password. If you want to try it while we're on the phone, up to you, but to see if you can log into it.
Yes, I logged in.
Beautiful. So you're not going to see a whole lot going on there because, of course, the technician's got to be creating all that for you, but I would start looking into it within 5 to 7 days. As far as your service areas, how far do you want me to put you guys to target?
Cities or... counties or
whatever you prefer. I mean, it's whatever you prefer. If you want to give those tomorrow to the technician, you can do that, or you can give them to me now. It's up to you. And you can change them at any time.
Let me, like you said, I don't want to stretch myself too thin.
Right.
But let me, I just open up the maps right here on my
okay.
phone.
Yeah.
Let me zoom out here.
And we're almost done. I know it, we've been on the phone for a while, huh? Becoming BFFs, I guess, right? But I just want to make sure that we get all the, you know, everything situated and correct.
Let's do these. Hopefully these cities will work. Hopefully they work out. We could do
Glenfora. San Dimas.
San Dimas is a good area.
We could do Claremont. Montclair.
Montclair.
Yeah, Chino Hills.
I was just going to say Chino Hills. Do you do Phillips Ranch?
We could do Phillips Ranch.
I say that because my sister-in-law lives there.
Yes. we could do Diamond Bar. Rolling Heights.
Okay.
Hacienda Heights. We could do La Habra.
Oh, my gosh. That's where my husband's family's from, La Habra.
With your Belinda.
Brea?
Brea, yeah. La Mirada. And then, I don't know if to put the coastal cities.
Coastal cities? Okay. I could put that. Do you want me to list it like that?
I'm not sure that to put Long Beach, Huntington Beach. I'm not sure.
Well, I can start with these cities right now and then think about it tonight, right? And then tomorrow during your client interview, you can say, you know what? I want to cover the coastal cities. And they can go over each and every one with you.
Okay.
Okay? Or unless if you want me to put it now, they're still going to verify all of this with you. And I'll even put a note.
We're not going to put all of them, but we could just put a few. We could put Huntington Beach. We could put Seal Beach. We could put Rancho Palos Verdes, Redondo Beach.
Okay.
Manhattan Beach. we could do El Segundo. And, we have to put...
what about Malibu?
You know, Malibu, I haven't had fair luck with Malibu.
No?
Yeah, okay. I haven't. I'm not sure.
Long Beach? Newport?
You know, Long Beach, there's some zip codes in Long Beach. Long Beach. So it's that one I have to go into the zip codes.
Yeah, I would think Long Beach is it because, you know, some of those areas, there's some areas that are kind of like, eh. I know what you mean.
We could, I don't know, Newport, we could try Newport and see.
Yeah, okay.
If it doesn't, we'll take it off later.
Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. Well, this is good. So then tomorrow, just know that we'll be calling you. I'm going to do my very best to try to be available. But again, if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they are going to proceed without me. They will not wait. Okay?
Okay.
And then there's another email that we sent you and message. It says action photos needed for Google verification. Okay? Now that one, we give you a list of items that we need. Okay? And this is just because we like to be proactive as well. So send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your business license, your business insurance. Send us pictures of your, if you do invoicing, a blank invoice. Whatever's on that list that you can send us pictures, send them. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. None of these photos will post anywhere online. This is strictly for our back office. So if Google were to ask us, hey, we need something, we're not calling and now stopping and bugging you to stop what you're doing to get it to us. We already have it. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first, Michael, to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. Super excited. And I'm so glad that I was able to speak with you. Giovanni's been amazing too. Okay? I know he's just been really, really